AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is looking for some unity from the Republican Party as his campaign moves on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Fresh from his victories in Republican voting contests in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii, Donald Trump rallied supporters in Florida.
There's only one person did well tonight, Donald Trump, I will tell you.
He called on mainstream Republicans to stop fighting his candidacy and told the Today Show,
"We have something that if we could embrace it, we're going to have a massive victory in November. We're going to have a massive victory."
He says he thinks the attacks on him are helping him. I'm Rita Foley.
Louisiana is getting drenched with heavy rain, some areas as much as 12 inches of rain. Bobby Igo with the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office says this is even worse for them than Hurricane Katrina.
"We didn't have this kind of flooding with it and Hurricane Katrina on this part of the state. In 92, we had some major rains and floods, or 91, 92, but it wasn't as bad as this is."
A man in Oklahoma drowned after his SUV was swept away by floodwaters. A police officer in Baltimore is facing charges after cell phone video surfaced showing him slapping and kicking a teenager at a school. Greg Thornton is the CEO of Baltimore Schools.
"I was appalled. I was disappointed. It really cut right to who I am as a person. I'm charged to take care of our children. And here we have certainly some folks that are doing things that were inappropriate."
Another officer is charged, accused of telling Officer Anthony Spence he needed to smack the teen because, in her words, he's got too much mouth. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is assigning more investigators to Wisconsin to try to identify the source of suspected cases of a blood infection that may have contributed to 18 deaths. Public viewing of the casket of former First Lady Nancy Reagan starts later today at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. The Dow is up 19 points. This is AP Radio News. A long-delayed ad campaign about Muslim comedians is finally making its way to the New York subway. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
"The Muslims are coming," proclaims a series of posters that started appearing in New York City subways this week. The ads promote a documentary about the U.S. tour of four Muslim stand-up comics, but it took a lawsuit to get them up in the subway. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority barred the signs as forbidden political speech, but a judge ruled in October the ads are not primarily political. An MTA spokesman says the agency disagrees, but that it wasn't worth spending public money to keep fighting. "Muslims," proclaims one of the six posters, "they invented coffee, the toothbrush, and algebra." Oh, wait, sorry about the algebra. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Chipotle restaurant near Boston in Billerica is closed. Four employees say they were feeling ill. The company says the illnesses are not connected to the restaurant. Food scares left customers sick at Chipotles around the country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.